Joined now by Cowboys superstar Jason Taumalolo. How are you, Jason?
Good, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now, firstly, how is the hand? Will you play this week against the Bulldogs?
Yeah. I think last week was a good start for me. Slowly getting into a bit of contact work. Obviously, couldn't play. Bit of pain still lingering, but fingers crossed that this weekend I'll be back.
Fingers crossed indeed, but at least you'll be coming back if you do into a side coming off a win. How significant was that victory considering the start to the season you had?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Finally get the season going with our first win. It was a brave win knowing that, we haven't won at Leichhardt Oval for the last 20-odd years. So not that was playing in the back of the boys' minds, but, they went out there, they put on a brave performance and, walked away with 2 points.
Did you see that type of performance coming, Jason? Because, you're 0-4, plenty of criticism coming left, right and centre. And then to turn up in Sydney, there was plenty for the West Tigers to play for. And all of a sudden, at half time, you're in front by a big margin. Could you sense that the team were going to put in a performance like that?
Yeah, definitely. Last 4 weeks, I was always confident that the boys would go out there and play well. But obviously, in saying that, not everything goes your way. So for the boys to go out there, put that sort of performance, it's huge for not only for their confidence, but, that they believe in themselves that they can play some good footy. So, the weekend was a good start for the team, but, in saying that, there's a lot of improvement left in there.
Yeah, and just what areas in specifically did you feel they improved? They just looked like they played with so much more freedom than in previous weeks.
Yeah, a lot more ball movement. We saw that, especially with that first try. Normally we're, pretty slow in games, just trying to get ourselves into games by, taking one or two hit ups, and then eventually get to a kick. But to see Hammer score that sort of try that we all know that he's capable of, that obviously gave the boys a bit of confidence that they can move the ball around and can play a bit of footy. So to finally see that happen on the weekend, it's a good sign for us.
Can you tell us about your relationship with Todd Payton, Jace? Because there's some talk there that, the players weren't happy because Todd was very honest about what he wanted from certain players. And, you were a big minute player. He was only playing you for a certain amount of time. Are you comfortable in terms of only playing for those 50 minutes? Would you like to play a lot more and get a lot more time on the paddock? And generally, how's your relationship with the coach?
The relationship between me and Toddy, Toddy's already said it out there. We've known each other for 6 or 7 years now. And, knowing Toddy, he's a pretty straight up guy. And I know what he's like and he knows what I'm like. So we're both pretty honest with each other. We have a very good relationship. And, obviously with the minutes and how he's playing me, we spoke about that when he first got here to Townsville. And, he wanted me to, the last 7 years of my contract, and that's something I totally understand with the amount of injuries and considering guys retiring pretty early of late, pretty understandable coming from his point of view. So I'm in the coach's hands, and if he wants me to play shorter minutes, then I'm all for it.
How important is it to back it up against the Bulldogs? Coming off a win away from home, like you say, a rare one there at Leichhardt, it almost count for nothing, wouldn't it, if you couldn't turn the Bulldogs over this week?
Yeah, exactly. We're definitely not going to take the Bulldogs lightly. They've put on some, they've strung a few points together themselves and the way they attack. Obviously, they've got a lot of points in them, so I'm sure the boys won't take the Bulldogs lightly this weekend. So if we can bank another 2 points, then hopefully that takes a bit of momentum going into the next few weeks.
Yeah, how did the club and the players themselves handle the, I suppose, shock announcement that Michael Morgan has retired from the game? I mean, he's a premiership winning player. Only a couple of years ago, you could argue that he was the best player in the game. He's meant so much to that Cowboys team, and there's certainly been a change changing of the guard over the last couple of years, losing the likes of Jonathan Thurston and now Michael Morgan, but he's been a terrific contributor to the Cowboys. How did the players handle the announcement that he was finished as a footy player?
Yeah, obviously pretty devastating. You know, as a playing group, everyone looked, Morgan was that type of leader that everyone could talk to and, you know, would listen to. And, you know, what he's done for not only the club and the game up in North Queensland, there's a lot, you know, especially being a local boy. Yeah, the playing group were pretty shocked, but and at the same time, we knew he had, you know, some issues with his shoulder, you know, from previous years. And, you know, it was sad to finally see it catch up to him. So, you know, the boys took that well. And, you know, Morgo's still going to be around at the club. So, you know, the boys are always going to talk to him and make him feel like he's still part of the team. And even though, you know, he's had such a short career, you know, it's definitely one of the best and definitely one of the best players to ever don the Cowboys jersey.
We're talking to Cowboys star Jason Taumalolo. Now, Jason, I bet you can't wait to reunite with Paul Green there for Queensland. What doing there?
Yeah, no, obviously with the whole rules and eligibility, it's coming to change. And I'm sure Lodge has his own opinion about it. But
so as it stands, though, Jason, you are... not eligible to play because you've represented Tier 1, but you, when did you actually, were you born here in Australia, or when did you arrive here in Australia?
No, I was born in New Zealand, but arrived here in Australia when I was 13 years old in 2007, so I'm not sure what the rules are these days. They always seem to be changing, you know, every now and then, so, but... You know, whatever, I'm all for the rules, and you know, like you said, Loz, if I'm not eligible, then obviously I'm not. So yeah.
Have you made a formal application to try and play Origin, James?
Have I put on?
Approached Queensland Rugby League, and are they approaching the? NRL about your capacity to play, or have they been invited to put a submission in to ask why you should be able to play State of Origin?
Not that I know of. Yeah. I haven't spoken to anyone from Queensland Rugby League at the moment, so you know, I'm sure with everything happening, I'll either hear from them soon or sooner or later.
So you feel like you're very much a Queenslander, Jason?
I've moved straight from New Zealand to Townsville and pretty much lived most of my life there up in North Queensland. And, you know, obviously growing up and playing juniors and coming through the, you know, school ranks and playing Queensland and, you know, eventually Australian schoolboy. So I feel like I've been there a while and you know, I'd like to think that I'm a Queenslander. So, yeah.
There you go, Loz.
Oh, if he made himself available for New South Wales, I'd have no issue. No, I think it's a good debate to have because, and again, I'm all for the rules the way they are at the moment. And if you are here before you're 13 and you're eligible to play, that's fine. But I still don't think we should open State of Origin up for if you come to Australia at 14 or 15. And live in New South Wales or Queensland. And again, that's only my point of view. People might disagree with that. But I like the rules how they are at the moment, and I don't want to see them change. But, you know, I can understand why you guys would want to play and why other people would want to be involved in State of Origin because it was regarded as the best against the best. And now we see the influence of Polynesians in the NRL, and it's only going to make, you know, the Pacific Islands a lot stronger. And Jason, I must congratulate you too, mate. I mean, when you made that decision to go and play for Tonga, did you realise the impact that you were going to have on Tonga and rugby league in that country, but also the impact you've had on international football?
Definitely not at all. I did not think that things would pan out the way it did. And, yeah, obviously caused a bit of stir there and copped a bit of flack, but, you know, I guess I felt that it was time for me to go in a different direction at the time. And I don't think it's ever sunk in till after that World Cup and just seeing what it meant to a lot of people in Tonga. So the international football has definitely taken a step forward after that World Cup, and fingers crossed that it only gets better.
Finally, Jason, tell us about the KO Grassroots program you're involved with.
Yeah, so it's great that KO finally is putting a lot of grassroots footy. So a lot of local footy games will be now people will be able to stream, you know, whether they're not in town to watch their local team play. They can anywhere in Australia, they'll be able to access KO and watch them live. So I think it's a great initiative, and it's great to see definitely the upcoming talent too.
No, it certainly is a great initiative. Really appreciate your time today, Jason, and hopefully we see you back on the park doing what you do best against the Dogs this week.
No worries. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks so much. Jason Taumalolo there, and KO, they have this grassroots promotion. It is a great initiative that Jason was talking about. They're providing $50,000 cash grants to rugby league and Aussie rules clubs. Participating clubs in New South Wales and Queensland will also be given the chance to win one of 10 ultimate KO days at their local ground. To get involved, clubs should visit localsport.kosports.com.au.